Turning now to Africa, Ethiopia has made preparations for a conflict with the Islamists who control much of southern Somalia. The Islamists have repeatedly declared jihad or holy war on Ethiopia, accusing it of backing their rivals in Somalia's interim government. Some Islamist leaders want Somalia to take control of Somali-speaking areas of Ethiopia and Kenya. Meanwhile, staying in Somalia, UN aid bodies say up to 1.8 million people in total have been affected by torrential rains that have pounded the Horn of Africa, forcing tens of thousands of people from their homes. Heavy rains have laid to waste crops and farmland and are forecast to continue into at least December. Red Cross spokesman for Africa, Marco Jimenez Rodriguez, spoke to Paul Anthem about the huge relief effort required.
For the moment, there are two priorities. First, to provide the people who have been forced to leave their homes with shelter, with blankets, with the most basics for them to be able to be covered from the nature. And in another area close to the Ethiopian border, we've been providing drinking water to 45,000 people. That's an urban area where the water was contaminated by the floods.
And how are the current conditions affecting your ability to get aid to the people who need it?
It's quite impossible or very difficult to deliver assistance by road. Most of the assistance will have to be delivered either by air or by boat. At this moment, we're trying to obtain small boats in order to bring in the assistance or to evacuate people who have been trapped by the floods.